Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's dumbest podcast network.
Hello everyone and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask the important questions like, which Halloween monster doesn't have a dog, but should?
I like that this is just like a format we have.
We clearly believe that there are, we're like, not enough fictional beings possess a hound.
I agree.
It's true.
We've all had the conclusion. So I'm going to put forward Dracula.
Okay, Vlad himself.
Yes. Oh.
Yes.
Oh, what kind of dog would Dracula have?
Is there a specific
answer here? Can I have a positive guess?
Yes.
Is it a bloodhound?
No!
Yes. I hate that I was caught in the middle.
Oh, looks so cute. He'll droopy ears and fangs.
Well, because you wouldn't even be able to see the fangs until the dog was biting you, and then you'd be like, "Oh my god!"
Which is very useful.
I get it. No, Dracula.
This makes a lot of sense. It's a lot of maintenance for this kind of dog.
This
but
is
for
a
the joke.
Good bit. Oh, and it's a, because he bit me.
Yeah,
I'm really sick.
I'm woozy from all this blood.
That's a lot of blood, dude. But can I just say, hilarious?
Yeah, it's good. Well, because Dracula, as much as we give Dracula a lot of shit, he is at the end of the day a very lonely individual.
Yeah,
it's why he has so many brides of Dracula, because he's always just trying to connect with someone. And he doesn't know how to do it.
Well, he knows how to literally connect with someone.
Dracula's relationship with his brides is so weird. Like, he doesn't hang out with them.
No. But he doesn't know. He's I think he just doesn't quite understand what relationships are. His idea of like being in a relationship is acquiring them.
Yeah.
Like they're some kind of collectible.
Because in the book, from memory, the main guy, let's call him Van Helsing, he wakes up in bed to the brides, but he never sees them. It's like they don't know, like they have the brides of Dracula. Yeah. But they're not real. Like, there was never a wedding.
Is it Harkness? Is that the one that keeps biting?
Good question.
I want to say Agatha Harkness, but is that right?
Can I name my firstborn child Agatha Harkness?
No, yeah. Yes, you can.
Agatha Harkness.
Actually, no. I think I'll get a dog.
So you're saying for companionship?
Yeah, because he doesn't quite understand really, like, what he's after. And I think Dracula's trying to fill that void in his heart by, like, you know, the because he's undead, so he doesn't have those kind of connections. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, so he's like, I need human connection. So he keeps making brides of Dracula's or, like, other people. He's like, whatever, I'll try and suck
it's
your blood. But with a dog, it's like, all I was after was companionship.
Is he after companionship? Because he doesn't hang out with the brides.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he doesn't know what he wants. Yeah, and then when the brides are like, hey, I have wants and needs too, he's like, I don't want to do this.
I fear intimacy.
I simply said yes, and then I didn't want to do anything with the relationship.
That is a great irony. I understand for an immortal man to fear commitment. I really cannot do that accent.
Here I am.
Oh, I'm sorry. sorry.
Very fearful of commitment.
Any bad Dracula becomes Italian eventually. That's just life.
Man, that a Dracula, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah,
classic Dracula. And the thing is about Dracula, the difficulty is because a lot of dishes that Dracula maybe have loved in his past life had a lot of garlic in it.
And now his past life.
And now we kind of eat him.
That's the problem with Dracula. Dracula and a dog that it'll just eat the dog.
Yeah, well, it'll eat the dog.
Well,
yeah.
Also, the fear of the Dracula dog is that now it has a thirst for human blood.
Mm.
And none of that morality that even a Dracula might have.
It's funny to think that dogs are amoral. They are.
They just are.
A dog doesn't know right from wrong.
Like a dog doesn't know right from wrong. A dog just knows hungry. So unless, like, Dracula really trains that dog when, say, Dracula dog is hungry.
And he can't commit to anything. Yeah, so
exactly. So, and that's the thing. Dracula, like how he's collecting brides,
yeah,
he might be like, I just want a dog. And kind of like, you know, when you're in a relationship and you're like, we should break up, but and I don't think we want a baby, but let's get a dog instead.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Maybe that could have been, this is Dracula's next step, where he's like, then gets a dog.
Was that meant to be relatable?
Cats! So let's, Dracula, tune into Why Am I... so maybe Dracula gets a dog and maybe like a month later he's like, well, they're not walking them and this is the agreement we had. And now I am stuck with this dog. So maybe this Dracula dog.
Yeah.
If it's not that well trained, it's going to be like, well, if the dog, well, he's hungry.
Yeah.
The dog can be like, woof, woof. And then it can turn into a mist.
Oh, that's true.
A bat.
I forgot Dracula rules.
Yeah. Well, hang on.
Dracula rules.
Yeah, Dracula does fucking rule. So with Dracula, does, because he can turn into a mist and like smaller animals like a wolf and
spiders
and whatever. Stuff. If a dog is a Dracula.
Yes.
Does it also turn into a wolf and, say, bats and things? Or does it have to get, like, a smaller version? Because you know how Dracula, man, big.
Yeah.
Dog, small.
I know. I imagined it.
Because a dog turning into a wolf is confusing.
Yeah, it's going off.
It really hurt the dog. Maybe that's how Dracula dog dies. He turns into a wolf and gets ripped apart from the inside out.
Thinking, though, is, like, a dog, like we said, a dog acts on instinct.
So yeah.
If a dog could become, say, bats, and the dog gets scared by, like, a passing car... And there's just bats are gone, and the dog doesn't have like the wherewithal to know that it needs to coalesce as bats to become a dog.
Yeah,
again.
Yeah. Because you know how like there are two kinds of dogs.
Sure.
There is like a coward dog or brave dog when there is thunder.
Yes.
So a coward dog is going to be like,
I'm so
oh
sad
no,
you were just classifying. You got two kinds of dogs: coward dog, brave dog.
End of sentence. Done. But yes, when it comes to thunder, so you can have like the coward dog who shits itself and tries to like hide in a cupboard. So that I can imagine them becoming a swarm of say rats and just fleeing under and like, oh no, my dog is in the crawl space and smacking it, but I come out and all you hear is like whimpering of rats. Or you get a brave dog who wants to fight the thunder.
Yes,
will turn into say bats and start flying at where he thinks
the storm lightning strikes us.
Oh no, Ava.
What happens if you lose a bat?
Yeah, I don't know.
If you're a cloud.
We've discussed this. If you lose a bat, you just come out a little bit shorter.
Yeah, a little bit shorter.
Wait, shorter?
Yeah, shorter. Well, we Cass.
We become a shorter.
So it's really hard code switching like this. That's so bilingual.
But yes, you come out shorter because you've lost a bit of your mass.
You just come out missing a chunk?
Yeah, well, maybe. That was another theory that
but
you come out in a
like
bat-shaped
hole. Pieces.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, if you get all the bats and put them together, they don't make a Dracula.
Yeah.
A Dracula.
Why can nobody talk to that? Yeah. It's not like you can get the bats and like connect them at the legs and the head to
Why
make
not?
The form of a man. Well, I mean, you could if you were good at that kind of thing.
It's like the bats are... No, the bats are all bits of Play-Doh or modelling clay if you're rich. Yeah. And you get... And you split it off and you make little bats, but this happens very fast because of the curse or magic.
Mm.
And then when you get all the bats together, it's like, oh, all my clay's here. Oh, I get it. No, shorter. Yep. No.
Yeah, see, that's what it is.
Exactly.
So again, and with a Dracula, at least he knows to like come back together and say... go in before sunlight.
Oh, that's I forget about that. Dogs like lying in the sun. Not as much as cats,
not
to be
as
fair,
much as cats.
But they do. And your dogs are
again.
Flying.
Yeah. Your dog, you're just killing a dog slowly.
I think because I imagine Dracula would have loved lying in his coffin and then just, you know, Dracopooch coming in, crawling up, curling on his feet and having a snooze.
Yeah.
That Dracula, would be great.
Is Dracula cold to the touch? I know Edward Cullen is. Okay.
Wait.
I would say after feeding, warm.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Oh, resting on his blood-filled belly.
Yeah.
That's all nice and... Wait, where does his blood go? In the belly?
Yeah.
Or through his veins?
His teeth.
No. Well, no, because... Yeah. Goes through... Okay, so we have mouth.
Yes, we
and
do.
And we eat thing, goes down esophagus, into
in
stomach, in
tummy.
Belly.
Oh,
in tum-tum.
I wish
but
we got
Dracula,
warm tummies from
eating.
Yeah,
that would
be nice. That would be great. But with Dracula, it's fangs, and I always imagine they're like little straws.
Yeah, me
that
too.
He has to suck. Where'd it go? Because he's not like... Or is he sucking it into his throat? Where's the blood going in a Dracula?
It depends on the kind of Dracula, I guess. Because if it's going in teeth, then it's going in gums and up to sinuses.
Well, yeah, but I'm assuming because he's changing when he become a Dracula, he's changing his whole, like, physiological body. Where would it go? Is there, like, a blood sac?
No,
where he
maybe,
keeps his life essence?
Maybe it goes directly into the veins because he needs to feed on them because otherwise he doesn't have blood and he can't live.
Yeah.
So he needs it to live.
Yeah.
But more than
but
food.
We need food to live and we don't plug that in our veins.
Different though.
Yeah, different
when we get
material.
Hungry, we don't start to desiccate.
Dracula gets really dry if
that's
he doesn't
true.
Have blood.
He's so dry.
Where does no, see, the, what I'm concerned about now is where does the blood go? How does he run out?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, his body absorbs it, right?
How?
Well, your body absorbs
No, it
stuff.
Doesn't.
Yeah.
It does not absorb blood.
How do you make blood?
Blood is plasma.
Yes.
So you got your cells and it gets, unless, hang on. So no, I learnt about how.
Okay, please.
Yes, enlighten us.
So
blood expert.
Piss
Cass
is
Page.
Old blood.
Sure. Good.
Look,
cool.
No,
great
no,
beginning.
It's if you pick the bad bits out of blood and put them in the bin, your kidneys are the bin.
What?
No, your kidneys are the dude picking them out.
Yes.
And piss is the bin.
Okay, but where's blood fit?
What? Piss is bad blood or not?
So,
Cass help.
No, okay, your blood
yes.
from the world
yes.
right.
of your body
yes. yeah, okay.
goes through the kidneys. The kidneys are like a glorious sponge and it filters out the blood. So you make sure you have nice clean blood.
Sure.
And if you have a lot of, if you drink a lot of water, blood's like cordial.
Okay.
So
okay.
Is piss still on the table?
Yes.
Okay. Good.
Okay. So if you drink a lot of water, that's good and it helps clean your blood. But blood itself, it's all the bits of blood, like the cells and plasma and stuff.
Okay.
And it's cordial. So if you drink lots of water, you still have the same amount of blood, but it's more because of the water.
Okay.
Like cordial.
Yeah,
you're diluting it.
Yeah.
Osmosis.
Yeah.
When something.
Yeah, the
permeable membrane, high salt concentrate, low salt concentrate then, goes through.
Yeah.
And then it goes. So then blood is filtered through your kidneys, and the kidneys are like, what don't we need in this blood to make it clean?
Sure.
And that's why if you've got too much, like if you're well hydrated, it's like, we got water to spare. Piss like a pane of glass, and then you
hang on. What?
like clear.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then
I've never heard that expression. I've heard like a racehorse.
Yeah. Well, that one's for clarity, and one's for force.
Volume. Force or volume?
Force. I always
force,
imagine.
Yeah. Force and clarity.
I always imagine it as volume.
No, I always imagine because like a racehorse will piss with power.
No, we should do one for volume.
Yeah. Who pisses the most?
So piss like a pane of glass,
piss
like
a
racehorse.
Piss like an elephant probably has a lot of piss.
I was thinking like some kind of like aquatic animal.
Piss like a fish.
Like a whale.
Piss like a whale. Yeah.
So I can't imagine it. I mean, it would be quite forceful because a whale urethra would be pretty big.
It'd come out.
Would that mean?
I don't think a lot of force because you're underwater.
Yeah, it would just dribble out. Yeah.
But there'd be a lot of it because it's whale.
Whale. Yeah. Piss like a whale.
Like
all
a
right,
whale.
Good.
That's for volume if you need it.
I'm glad we've arrived here.
But yeah, all the other waste from your blood becomes urine.
Okay. But where does the blood come from? That was the question.
The veins. But, maybe when Dracula gets the blood and it filters through his kidneys, all of the kidneys are like, this isn't our blood. I think it all goes in the bin.
Yeah.
And then he needs more blood.
Oh, so Dracula pisses blood.
So he pisses a lot of blood.
Oh, no. I hate what I've done.
Because else, or does he have to get rid of it other ways? So in other ways that the human gets rid of
shit's
waste.
Blood.
So shit, sweat. spit.
How has nobody made crying. This terrifying version of Dracula? Imagine like a horror movie.
Come.
Yeah, jizz and come. That's a given.
Is that a waste?
I gotta get rid of all this comedy. I'm full to the fucking brim. But imagine a horror movie where it's like something's up about this strange Eastern European gentleman whose castle I've moved into, and all these people are disappearing, and then one day you're out for a run with Dracula, and he's sweating, he's got bloody underarms, and you're like,
oh, this makes me feel bad.
Anyway. The movie of the Halloween monster. Yeah.
So Dracula dog bad.
It's made us imagine bad things.
It's time to stop.
So I think on a scale, maybe not great, because I think the dog will die.
Oh yeah.
You think the
there are a lot of weaknesses of a Dracula.
Dracula's a weak as shit.
Dogs love garlic. Mm-hmm. Dogs love steaks.
Absolutely.
Dogs love sunlight.
They adore
it. They fucking are always so Catholic.
And they love the Catholic God.
Yeah,
and
every dog goes to heaven. It's canonical.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's the Catholic heaven. Yeah. No other heaven. Oh, no. The Catholic heaven. So, you know, a dog will see a cross and
run for it and then burn its face. Absolutely.
Yeah, not good. Just so
the idea
poor
of a dog,
dog
picking up a steak to play fetch with and its mouth burning and the dog just gripping on being like, what's happening? Someone's trying to take my steak.
Drop it! Exactly. Oh, no.
Imagine Van Helsing being like, I need to kill this Dracula. I don't have a steak. And then how comes Dracula dog running there, big steak in its mouth, big grin, and like, oh.
Oh, okay.
Good doggy.
Feeding a dog garlic under the table and killing it is intense. Although I think a regular dog dies if it eats garlic.
No, they just get onion. No, they just get farty.
No, onion, that's what I was
Onion's
thinking.
Onion's bad for dogs.
No, they just get farty. It's not good for dog. Like, don't, like, if you know, look, it's not like,
don't feed a dog onion
every day.
Yeah.
In fact, just don't feed your dog onion.
But if it has a little,
like, if you're having a snag and happens to be an onion in that and the dog accidentally eats it.
Don't call the vet.
Don't call, whatever, is fine. It's just going to be farty.
Yeah.
Which
Can
is not
I
good.
Put forward
yes.
as a Halloween monster?
Yes,
Bloody Mary.
All right,
you go in the
Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary,
shower.
Bloody Mary, Bloody, Bloody, Mary, Mary, Bloody, Bloody Mary. Mary. I would like a Bloody Mary.
A waiter.
I would like a Bloody Mary while I enjoy this bar.
It's good to imagine bath that if you say Bloody Mary, so you say it three times, Bloody Mary appears in the mirror, but you say it another three times and she goes, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary. She's like, ah, and you're like, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary. She's like, no. Forward, backward. But she needs a dog so that it'd be less scary if you were playing Bloody Mary. Because if I'm in the mirror playing Bloody Mary now, spooked. If she appears.
Yes.
If she appears and there's like a little dog next to her, I'm like, oh, it's not so bad.
No, no. Oh my God, no.
What?
That dog is going to be friends with Bloody Mary. Bloody Mary is not in our realm 99% of the time.
That's true.
That dog is
so is that dog not in that realm, or is that dog in our realm and just neglected?
The dog's in the
mirror realm, yeah.
The dog lives in the mirror realm, only hanging out with Bloody Mary and mean children who want to scare their friends. The dog is not a kind dog.
The dog, well, it'll get time. I guess, like, exercise is bad for that. Like, it's not getting much time out of the mirror
boy.
Realm.
Yeah.
Chonk.
You'll be chonky with pup. Child mate.
So what is a for those who don't know what a Bloody Mary is, me. So you say Bloody Mary in a mirror.
She appears and gets you.
So, oh, she kills you through the mirror?
I think so. That's my belief. She appears in the mirror. Mm-hmm. She steps out of the mirror realm and stabs you or gets you. I think the idea is Bloody Mary.
I have a question.
Yes.
Why would you ever play it if there's no benefits of acquiring a Bloody Mary in your house?
You're a child and you don't know about them yet.
Yeah. You've seen the film Candyman, but you know that's fiction, so you've looked up the real version, Bloody Mary.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have any of you ever played Bloody Mary?
No, I'm afraid to.
I never did as a kid.
Yeah,
maybe we should.
Is it any mirror or a reflection of anything?
It's any mirror.
So, like, but like, say your glasses. No, they're too smudged. Say this
Bloody
laptop.
Mary, Bloody Mary.
This laptop in front of me that I have. Could I say Bloody Mary and she will appear?
I think so.
Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary. Is it three times or four?
It was three.
You overshot. It's so funny to imagine
Bloody Mary. Half in. Oh, I gotta go back out again.
It's great to imagine saying Bloody Mary into a tiny mirror that she Bloody can't Mary, get Bloody out Mary, of because she's Mary. The size of a person.
Okay, so what if I'm saying Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary,
yeah.
and someone gets a recording of this
yeah.
and puts that up to a mirror?
If you're listening to this on your phone, unplug your headphones and place it up against a mirror. Bloody Mary will come out of the mirror and into our realm in the phone.
Oh, no, we've digitized her. This is like a late 90s, early 2000s crap film.
No, Black Mirror's gotten bad.
It's Bloody Mary, but there's an at symbol instead of an A. Bloody Mary.
It's a lawnmower man, but a Bloody Mary. Terrible CGI.
Do you think
someone controlling a lawnmower with their mind. It's based flowers for Algernon.
Based off a Stephen King novel about a goat man mowing someone's lawn. Not even
for
a joke.
For real? What?
Lawnmower Man, the short story that was turned into a bizarre hacker digital horror movie, is about a guy whose lawn is too, like, covered in it's ridiculous. So it's like, oh, my lawn's too big. It's too much grass or whatever people say. And then he finds in the yellow pages, it's like Pan's lawn mowing service. And he's like,
just a goat.
Well, he's like, okay. And then a guy arrives and he realizes the guy has goat legs. And then the guy eats the grass with his mouth and then he leaves. And they were like, this movie will become a digital horror film.
What?
Well, because the lawnmower man is basically like Pierce Brosnan is like, right, I want to make a boy smart.
Yes.
And he gets the lawnmower man, I forget his name, and he's like, you're mowing my lawn, but you're like dumb as shit.
Yeah.
He's like real, like has like a mental problem where he's learning difficulties. So he's like, come into my machine, which is like one of them, like it's like a gyroscope.
Oh, yeah.
You hold it and you do some spinny boys. And you're like, wee!
They look fun.
Yeah, they are so fun. I remember doing them in a carnival ride. It didn't make me smart, as we can all testify. In fact, dumb.
A little bit of brain got out. Yeah.
So he makes him smart. By spinning him a bit.
Sure.
And then he's like, right, you're smart now. And then does he want to try and fuck Pierce Brosnan's wife? Might want to try and fuck Pierce Brosnan's wife, or I don't remember a lot of this movie. But he gets telepathy powers and he mows the lawn with his mind.
At what point?
With a lawnmower, though. He doesn't actually mow the lawn. He controls a lawnmower. That mows the lawn. He goes a little bit evil. Then there's Lawnmower Man 2000, which is in the future. It's kind of like a lot of bad CGI.
At what point does the great god Pan eat a lawn?
Never.
Yeah, wow. Mm. Look, hey, it's one of Stephen King's worst stories.
That sounds like an adorable story.
It's very bad.
Is there a horror, though? Is it cute as shit?
No.
Like, it sounds cute as shit.
It's just the guy eats his lawn and he's disturbed by it.
Hey, look, idea for our business.
Sure.
Okay, so we get several goats.
Uh-huh.
And then people are like, we need our lawn is too big, as we said before. Can we hire you? I'm like, yes, I have goats.
And we give them the goats and the goats mow their lawn.
We have a leash because I want to put a leash in a goat. Yeah, okay. It's cute as hell.
Yeah, it's good.
And then we eat the the goat.
The goat
eats that
as a
lawn.
Team. You and the goat.
You have a competition.
Who
can eat the most lawn?
Us or that goat? What do we think?
Look, it's a town style business. I'm in.
And then we give that goat a dog. And then it has companionship.
Do we think that if Bloody Mary had a dog and he got out of the mirror? And then Bloody Mary went back in the mirror. Would the dog be able to go back in the mirror, or is it just a dog? Or is it the kind of thing that to look after the dog, a child has to go to the mirror? So the dog exists in our realm. Bloody Mary exists in the mirror realm.
Yes.
Can you take something from our realm to the mirror realm?
No.
Okay. I'm glad we've established this.
Come out, and then the dog tries to go back in, but...
It's banned from the mirror
realm? No, it's just logistically, can the dog... I guess Bloody Mary can always pick it up.
Bloody Mary is a ghost, but she's like a special ghost.
Okay, so Bloody Mary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you say that, she comes out, she's like, you called me, I'm going to stab you.
I think
mostly
so.
Kids.
Yeah.
She likes that kid meat.
By and large, children.
So what does she do with it? Does she stab him? Does she eat him? What's she doing?
From memory, Bloody Mary is angry at a town because they called her ugly and then they killed her. And so she hid in a mirror to eat children.
So she eats the children.
Honestly, fair.
I'm not sure. Find out. Look up on your computer, who is Bloody Mary and what does she want?
Okay.
Look up, who is Bloody Mary, what does she want, and could she do with a dog? Could the old gal do with a pooch?
Okay. Mera, when her name was chanted repeatedly, so it's
not even three times.
So we've got to keep going. We've got to keep going to the end of time.
That's a good folklore, one that blames you, the perpetrator, if it doesn't work.
Bloody Mary. I read somewhere that the reason the Bloody Mary stuff exists is because if you can do a thing where if you turn off the light most of the way or something and you stare at a mirror, your brain... tries to make, because it's, you know, there's a bit of our brain that's designed to make faces.
Yep.
Yeah.
We see like patterns in all kinds of
shit. Yeah, so you can trick your brain, and they did like an experiment where they had a mirror in the darkness that they made people look at, and after a while their brain would tend to give them horrifying images. So like it works because it tricks your brain. Who's Bloody Mary?
Who is she?
Sorry, I'm just reading because it just was like, hey, we use the invoke her name in acts of catoptromancy.
Yes.
Catoptromancy. No, fucked it.
Catoptromancy. Catoptromancy.
Catoptromancy.
Yes.
So divination using a mirror.
Okay. Oh, so it's a
spell. Repeat it 13 times.
13?
I don't have the time.
Who's got... That's why it's not never working for anybody.
Everyone's like, saw 13, is like, three should do it.
Yeah, three should do
it. Three
years. That'll be fine. Yeah.
Well, she allegedly appears as a corpse, which ghost can be friendly or evil and sometimes is seen covered in blood. You know when you have a friendly corpse covered in blood? It's Casper, the friendly corpse covered in blood. You know that one?
Not even a ghost, it's a corpse.
Yeah.
I died with no wounds.
That's cheery, though.
The law surrounding the ritual states that participants may endure the apparition screaming at them, cursing them, strangling them, stealing their soul, drinking their blood, or scratching their eyes.
So nobody really knows what
Bloody
Mary does.
And honestly, in all those events, it would be really great if there was also a dog there that I could be like, huh.
Hey, can you bring your dog out?
I just imagine Bloody Mary being like, I'm going to kill. But in the background, I'm hearing.
I'm like, a kid. Can I pet your dog?
You just like,
who's that little hairy customer?
Like, standing in the mirror from here up looking menacing is like, I'm going to kill you. And then like you just see little ears flop up and the dog's trying to jump up.
Is there a dog trying to say
hello
to me?
Hi, hey, look, I know you're trying to.
Is that a dog down there?
Can I pet the dog? I'm going to kill you. He wants a pat.
He would like to. Can I please pat the little dog? Putting up its feet on the other side of the mirror and putting its little head like, to have a look at you. And you're like, oh, Mary.
You can pat the part of the dog that's sticking out. So you get to pat his nose. Then he's just like.
Putting up on like a mirror. So like its paws are kind of like on the glass. And he's trying to go through. And you're like, oh, he's licking the glass.
Can I pitch you something very cute?
Yes.
Okay, so imagine a sink with a mirror and there's like a bar of soap.
Yes.
And then you chant Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary. Nothing happens. Bloody Mary's out or whatever. But then because the mirror has become a portal, you see the dog's head go out and on the side and start licking the soap or like bite the soap and take it back in.
No. Back.
Get back.
You'll be sick. She'll kill me. She'll literally kill me.
Yes, so I just think it would...
I think that'd be good for the victim, though. Not so much for Bloody Mary.
That's the thing. It's going to be great for all of us at home, but it won't help the villain in any way.
That's true. Nothing.
She's named after a queen.
Maybe she's named after Mary, Queen of Tudors?
Yeah.
All right.
Potentially.
Yeah, that's cool.
And now a quick word from our sponsors.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Also, hey, plumbing is sweet as a summer breeze and all, but did you know that we produce at least 8 other podcasts? Maybe you wish we'd stop talking about superheroes and Star Wars and dog dicks and instead sort out which kind of frog is the superior frog or what would be the best kind of metal to be crushed under. If this sounds like you, then why not head to sanspantsradio.com and search for Shut Up A Second, a nonsense podcast that's far better than it has any right to be.
It's a weird ritual to, like, I don't know where it comes from, you know? Like, the idea of you going to, like... Like, I don't know. How does it start?
Did it come from a time where mirrors were pretty new?
Oh, it might have done. You're like, I don't know what this mirror is capable of. Maybe this mirror is magical.
Everything is the same, but it's backwards.
Yeah.
The amount of times I tried to walk through mirrors as a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I had a big mirror phase.
To get into the mirror realm was every child's sort of dream.
I've just remembered. I created an entire realm and made passes. And I tried to get in by using a pass.
Oh, that's amazing.
Like, I have this memory later. At night of like doing the special spell that I had made,
yeah,
invoking the place that I had created and putting the pass on that I'd also made and just failing to walk through a mirror.
Wow.
I tried my best as a kid. They had little stickers of ladybugs on them.
Oh, that's so cute. Realm. Oh my God. That must have been the most disappointing thing in the world as a child that you couldn't get into the mirror.
I made so many passes.
Oh, that's good, Cass.
It wasn't even disappointing. I was like, next time.
I'll get you there next time.
I guess I didn't believe hard enough.
Yes.
Yeah, you got to keep trying.
Come on.
You're losing ground every day to get into the mirror.
Every time.
I think the moment Bloody Mary jumped out at me, I'd try and take her place. Try and slide onto her into the mirror realm, pick up her dog and run.
Okay, so doing a light bit of reading / research, yes. Skimming an article.
Aye.
So Mary, in her teen years,
sure,
who I guess this is based off, had been plagued with terrible menstrual pains and irregularity in her cycles.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing, like, you know, having a dog, yeah, that'd be nice and comforting.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm in pain, this
support
sucks.
Support animal. Yeah. Good
patty pat pat.
Is she called Bloody Mary because she's menstruating?
No, I don't know yet. Maybe. Page 1 of 2.
Oh, damn.
It's not worth it.
Fuck it. Just rate my dog. Just rate it out of 10. What a
child? Oh, hang on. Despite.
Oh, you got to do it with a candle?
A candle?
Who has a candle?
Oh, that's like 3 things.
Oh, man. It's wax.
Some kind of like,
flame.
Something to do with a pregnancy that no one believed her in.
Wax holder flame.
Yeah, who can be bothered?
The stick itself.
Light a match, whatever. Same
Step
difference.
One.
I have never done it, though. Maybe I will after this episode. Yeah. Maybe I'll go in the bathroom Bloody Mary myself.
God, if that works and my passes to the garden realm didn't, I will be salty.
Oh, man. Imagine I went in there, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary. Ah! And I just went. What would you tell the cops?
I'd be like, he wanted to go.
He wanted to go. We got,
I got Bloody Mary.
You know,
officer.
You know when you try to enter the mirror realm? He did it.
Officer's like, yeah. You make yourself a pass. You do the spell.
You put the ladybugs on it, obviously. Yeah. Yeah. Then you get in the mirror realm. Mm-hmm. What else?
Officer's like, can I have a look? No, it's for cop reasons.
You get a warrant to come in the mirror realm, sir.
No.
And then you see me on the other side of the glass. It's bad in here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Skimming this more, it's sadder. So I think she wanted a baby.
Oh, no.
And then she's like, I'm pregnant. No one believed her. And then she's like, no, I am.
Yeah.
And then they locked in a room. And then she had no signs of pregnancy. Everyone was like, she's lying or there was a miscarriage. Don't know yet.
Yeah.
She believed that God was punishing her for failing in a mission she set out to achieve just months earlier.
Yeah.
I'm still reading.
Then she came to kill kids?
Maybe. I'm not there yet.
Well, sometimes she doesn't kill kids, which is nice.
Exactly.
Well,
sometimes she just screams a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. If the thing is like, yes, come, she'll come to the mirror and kill you because she couldn't have kids and people are just being mean.
Yeah.
That's needlessly cruel.
Okay. At the time of her pregnancy, or maybe not pregnancy, England was divided between Protestants and Catholics.
Okay.
Mary determined to unite her people under the true religion of the land, which would be great if she had a dog.
Yeah, that's true.
It's good for recruiting.
Yeah.
Took action by saying an actual before Christmas.
Okay.
That results in many prosecutions, blah, blah, blah. Estimated that 240 men and 60 women were sentenced as Protestants and burnt at the stake.
Oh. Okay. She's a complicated lass, as old Bloody Mary.
We've all got a past.
Okay. Yeah. And that's how she got the nickname Bloody Mary. She killed a lot of Protestants.
That's crazy to imagine Bloody Mary. Like, you're six. Six is maybe a bit young. You're 10. And you're like, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary. And she comes out and she's like, I hate Protestants. And you're like, you got a lot of baggage, lady. I thought you were just like a regular ghoul, but you got a big history.
Yeah.
And then she eats you up or whatever.
Yeah, so.
So what are we rating? What are we rating?
I think, dog wouldn't work. Oh, no, Catholic. Yeah, no, dog would work good.
Yeah, Catholic.
Catholic dog.
I won.
So, yeah, I think Bloody Mary would probably appreciate a dog.
Absolutely.
Because then she could sniff out them dirty Protestants.
Yeah, absolutely.
That she clearly hated.
I'd be like, lady, it's just not that big a deal anymore.
I don't want her to have a dog.
Please just eat children. Your tirade and crusade is a bit old-fashioned.
Yeah,
now.
We kind of chill now.
Yeah, it's not cool. Somehow eating kids is less discriminatory.
Yeah.
just eat the kid.
That's fine. And if she was the eating children kind of ghoul,
yeah,
good for a dog.
That's true. Dogs love child.
That keeps their fur nice and silky.
Keeps the teeth white. Cash, what do you got?
I reckon the best monster to have a dog is the mummy.
Uh-huh, sure.
Yes. As a guard dog. Because no one would come in.
Nobody's going to disturb that tomb.
No, the mummy just wants to sleep, but I'm aware it sets up a sad life for the dog.
I'm just liking the idea of, like, archaeologists in the 1940s moving a massive, like, slab of rock to go and investigate, and the dog coming out like, roar! And they're like, oh my God, everybody flee. Put the rock back!
Hang on, a little beware of dog.
Shouldn't someone check why the dog's alive? That's not our business now!
Dude, that dog was huge.
Guarding.
I'm scared.
Did you imagine it wrapped up in like
mummy
bandages?
What kind of dog were you imagining as well?
Cartoon.
Oh. Okay.
I was imagining a bulldog for some reason.
I was
imagining
one of those Egyptian, like those long pointy
ears. Oh, with the point, yeah, like a jackal dog.
Yeah, the ones that look more like cats.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
No, I don't like this at all.
I'm shaking my head. I'm like, the beauty industry there is clearly really biased. But pets, I just felt a bit sorry for dogs.
Look, fair.
Let dogs be dogs.
They got a raw deal. So is the idea that the mummy has it, it's kind of sad for both the dog and the mummy because it means that the mummy never really gets to hang out with the dog because he's asleep in his coffin or sarcophagus the whole time, yeah?
Look at the pharaoh hound. Aww. How cute is that little hairy
He's quite pointy. I don't know if I like him.
So pointy.
Hang on, show me the pharaoh hound.
Give me a peek.
Rotate and enhance.
Internet garbage. Just kind of looks not like a... working. Is that a statue? Yes.
Yes. Yeah. They're not as big ears. That's good.
Yeah, it's a pretty pointy dog.
It's a pointy pup.
The ears are like ears that a deer would have, but a bit bigger.
Yeah, it's very good.
Yeah, I'm imagining one of them.
I think, that's a good setup. A big dog who like sleeps like maybe at the owner's feet, which I guess is, the sarcophagus is upright.
Yeah.
Is it? No, that's just in
down.
The films. It's laying down.
It can be upright if you've disturbed it.
Yeah.
And want to make paint.
This is undisturbed.
Yeah, okay, cool.
This is undisturbed. No one's painted anything.
Yep.
And the dogs are sleeping at the feet, and then someone comes in, the dog's like, like his little giant ears flick up.
Oh, that's so cute. But Cass, how am I going to get Mummy Brown? I need that for my artwork.
It's true.
You don't. There's no world that you need Mummy Brown.
I'm pretty sure there was. It was about last century where
we
needed all
it's
that.
It's so sad. We lost a colour, man.
We did.
We can't paint with that colour anymore because we've run out of mummies.
Is it true that they can't recreate it?
Yeah. You can't make
you
mummy
need a mummy.
You need a mummy. That's just them's the breaks.
So for those who are a bit not sure what the hell we're talking about,
it's sort of a history
episode.
A little bit of a history
everything.
Little lesson.
Yeah.
So back when in the archaeological era, whatever that was, when everyone was just like discovering mummies and not getting cursed, or maybe getting cursed,
like 30s, I think.
Yeah,
20s
everyone,
to
everyone was just like, what to do with all these mummies?
We got so many goddamn so fucking mummies.
Coming out, the
wazoo. Oh my God!
So they decided to crush up the mummy. And use it as paint.
I really like... Another thing they would do is they would have unveiling parties. So you'd buy a mummy, take it to your house, invite all your pals, and then you would unwrap the mummy. What's great about that is that... What a disappointing night. They're like, let's see
what's in this
under
mummy.
The bandages. Dead guy. Everyone's like, oh, whoa.
I'm pretty sure they also used to snort the mummy. Yeah, yeah. Like people, it was some kind of mummy, exotic
eat
drug.
The mummy. Mummies were fucking, they were coming thick and fast, dude.
Being rich in the 30s must have been amazing.
I want to eat this mummy.
It's like, smoking wasn't bad then, was it?
No.
Good for your T-zone still.
Smoking was, yep, still good. Everything that you did, if you were rich in the 30s, you couldn't die.
Yeah.
No one had told you yet.
The only thing you'd die of would be like an adventure accident. Yeah, you'd climb a mountain that was too big. That's what it gets you.
I'm going around the world in 80 days.
Yeah, or some like and exotic tropical disease.
And then you'd crash and get eaten by crabs or whatever. Yeah.
I like to imagine this mummy dog. Mm. So you know how like the mummies would have their organs contained in canoptic jars or canopic jars? Yeah. Like the dog, it's got to eat something. Just... sucking up that mummy guts.
Oh, yeah. So, you know what dogs love doing? Apart from praying to the Catholic God.
Yeah.
Burying bones.
Yes. Mm. But also chewing on bones, gnawing on bones, biting on bones.
But maybe that works to the mummy's benefit. Because imagine you're a 1930s archaeologist. You push the like top of the sarcophagus open and then... there's a mummy there, but also a dog with his mouth around the mummy's leg. And you know when a dog has something it doesn't want to give up. And you go to take it and the dog's like, grr. And you're like, okay. That's where you start from the mummy's head to death.
Yeah. And then the dog runs up because it just wants what you want.
Yeah.
Now, no, that's a good one.
It's great to imagine.
They do. Oh, bless.
It's so good to imagine in a museum a mummy that's missing from like one leg, the knee down. And they're like, well, is the mummy not complete? You're like, the dog has it still in the temple, I'm sorry. I don't want to take out the dog. It was angry.
You made it look sad. I didn't want to be sad.
Yeah, I don't want to upset
the
dog.
I want the dog to like me. I think it does.
I don't like to pat a strange dog. I didn't know the owner, so.
I know him now. His dad turns out.
He said it was fine. You're also a dude. Yeah,
he said I could pat it. Please, sir, you're an embarrassment to this museum. I'm sorry, that's fair. It was just a dog. I'll go.
Well, what if the dog, instead of treating it like, this is bones they want to eat, they're like, this is bones I've buried.
Ah, clever.
Because it's like in a sarcophagus and everything, and the dog's like, this is my precious. The dog maybe doesn't know the mummy is alive or was or has the potential to come alive and curse.
Yeah. Well, maybe he is alive. Yeah, you're right.
Well, mummies don't tend to come alive until the grave is disturbed.
Yeah.
Which the dog would probably like because then he gets pats. So
but the dog might be but also confused because the bones that the dog assumedly thought he buried are like, oh no, it's out.
Oh man, to be a mummy and wake up and be in bits because your guard dog spread you out. Oh! And then your dog just sits there wagging his tail. You don't know.
What if there's something really nice about the dog like watching everything get buried and then being like, I will protect the bones. And like locking itself in, everyone's like, come on. And the dog's like, no, I must protect the bones internally, of course, protecting the bones. And then the bones come to life. And then imagine like you protected something that you love so much. And then one day it became your best friend.
That is lovely.
Like the mummy wakes up and the dog's like,
yes.
And the mummy's like, oh, good boy. And the dog's like, yes.
It's also great to imagine. So the mummy comes back. The mummy's going to curse the land. And you know in Brendan Fraser's The Mummy with the face of sand?
Oh, yeah.
That, but there's just also a dog flying with
it. It's like, first it's like that giant face and then like two steps behind the dog, real happy.
Yeah, but like legs kicking, but afloat.
Yeah,
it's being held above water.
Like whenever, do you ever see those things where they're like they parachuted dogs down like in the war or whatever? No, but the dogs are so happy because they've been trained to do it. So it's this adorable photo. I mean, sad because the dogs are going to war, but they're all like, like they've got big grins and they're miles in the air floating towards the ground.
If you ever have owning a corgi like I have, what you can do is when they have a bath and they're like they get paddled, but then you just pick them up and they still think they're paddling and so they just paddle in midair because they're dumb and cute and great.
Bless dogs. Them. Dogs are so good, man. Oh my God. So
I think honestly, every movie monster and monster should have
everyone should have a dog.
It's just better.
It just makes life so much better.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've been Cass.
Get a dog.
Woof.
Woof.
Arf.
Arf. Arf.
Arf.
Thanks for listening. And if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can find us at Sandspants Radio, or you can find us individually. I'm at Douche13.
I'm at Old Dog the Dead.
And I'm at Goddammit Zammit.
If you want to hear our other shows, you can head to sandspantsradio.com and you'll find all our other content there. There's heaps. And if you want to support us, head to sandspantsplus.com. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you again next time. Good night for now.
But not forever.
Kisses.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.